This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. So much going on today. Obviously, the Democratic presidential primary is drawing turnout in some areas, but there are also voters in several counties with important tax issues on the ballot, school issues, continued millage for the Detroit Institute of Arts, and more. And this day is a test for Michigan's election systems. For cities and counties, this is the first time that election reforms are in place. Voters can register online at their polling station today. And as we mentioned, Michiganders have been able to request paper absentee ballots on demand for any reason. Ballots they can even fill out at their clerk's offices if their registration is in good standing. With us to talk about everything that's happening is Chris Thomas, former elections director for the state of Michigan. Mr. Thomas, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Given everything that's in play today, more absentee ballots, people registering in person, how challenging does today look for you compared with average elections in years past?
Well, anytime you have major new election processes, there is a challenge. And so there's going to be some hiccups today. They're not going to be large because the real change today is at the clerk's office. So the precincts are running just like they have always run. And when the increased number of absentee voters means there's fewer people coming to the polling place. So they actually may have a little easier of a day.
At the same time, that pile of ballots, absentee ballots stacking up is not small in many places.
No, it's not. And I'm sure at 7 o'clock this morning when the bell rang, they all dove into their absentee ballots. And what it's appearing is that the number of absentee ballots appears to be very close to what a November general election has been. A little over a million, 1.1 to 1.2 is what's typical. And I know as of this weekend, they were at about 900,000. So given the activity of the last day, they're probably well over a million now. So it's really about what you would see in a November election, not a primary. Now, the place that is going to experience some real change are the city and township clerk offices.
If you were a clerk, where would you be focusing your efforts today?
I would be looking at my office because that is the place that people can go who are not registered and register to vote and vote an absentee ballot. And so we've got a little over 1,520 city and townships across the state, and they are registering voters today and issuing ballots to them, first time in this state.
The State Elections Division acknowledged this winter that counties and clerks were in need of more modems and more powerful modems to report their results this year. What can you tell us about how data transmission has played a role in past years?
Well, in past years, it's been hit or miss in terms of which counties use modems. There are modems in the tabulators. They're not activated during the polling hours. They can't be activated until the machine's turned off and the election is ended. They can then be activated and they can transmit the totals up to the county clerk's office. And that's where the numbers are accumulated.
I mean, is that within the system? Obviously, as outsiders, we don't really see a lot of this personally unless you sign up to go be an observer. Has that traditionally been a bottleneck point?
No, it's just that each polling place takes some time to close down. So your polls close at 8 o'clock. It's going to take them a half hour to an hour if everything goes well before they're ready to modem those. And then when they come into the county, they've got to be fed into the county's vote accumulation software. So that works very nicely. And you can find on the Secretary of State's website, you can find a link to all the city or all the county clerks' websites so people can follow that. Now, it takes a while before it'll be on the Secretary of State's website.
Right. Is it realistic to think that we might just go back to calling in results?
No, I don't think so. I think that is probably very error prone because if you're calling them in, somebody's writing them down and somebody's going to transpose or not hear properly what the number was. So I doubt that'll happen. Now, in a presidential primary, you would say, well, that's possible. There aren't that many candidates now. In a general election where we have a 22-inch ballot, you're not going to be able to call those in.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has been saying in op-eds and public statements that people just need to be ready to exercise some patience, that results may not be ready until well into the day tomorrow. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, I think they'll surprise folks. They'll have them, it may be 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and then there may be a handful of counties that are out. And it doesn't mean that you won't see any results from those counties. It would just be some of the absentee counting boards. So it's not like nobody's going to be able to determine what the status is. Where it's really going to be an issue is in November, because vote by mail catches on. People find the convenience of it. They're talking about an 80% increase. If that happens in November, that may push us up to 40-50% of the votes being by mail, maybe more, depending on what the virus of the time is. That's a whole other issue that election officials will be looking at. And we're pretty fortunate here to kind of come in under the wire. I mean, some states down the road from us, when their primaries are held in the next couple of weeks,
through April and May,
they may be facing a very different situation.
I don't envy them. You were a supporter of many of the reforms that the state is road testing today. And I think we can safely say, given the demand for absentee ballots, that they're pretty popular with
Absolutely.
The public. However, the clerks have been asking the state legislature, we need time to prepare the ballots for tabulation. They would like, in the run-up to the November election, to just have a little bit more leeway to get things ready for the actual count. Do you consider that further action needs to be taken?
Absolutely. It's a very reasonable request. States across the country process before Election Day. Just go south to Ohio. They process for 17 days before the election. They are opening envelopes, taking ballots out, putting them in the tabulator. Now, those results are never run. They can't be run till Election Day. But that happens in Illinois, happens in Minnesota, probably happens in well over half the states. If that doesn't occur here in Michigan, then you will be sometime over your dinner on Wednesday or maybe breakfast on Thursday getting your final results.
Senator Mike Shirkey has said that he is open to the discussion, but was not. It didn't seem like he was super in much of a huge hurry to accommodate the clerk's request about this. Have you been involved in any of those conversations in Lansing?
I've talked with the bureau and the secretary's office, and I've talked with a number of clerks around the state on it, and I've done a little bit of research in terms of what other states are doing. What I think really needs to be done is that legislators need to look at voting systems. They actually need to see how they're secured. I mean, it's a knee-jerk reaction in a state like Michigan that's never done anything but process on Election Day to think, oh, ballots are going to be opened and they're going to be all over the place and someone might see the results. There are ways to prevent that, and you have to see that with the operation of the voting system. And I think that would engender some confidence.
What's the trend been over the past few years for turnout in Michigan? It sounds like there are more people engaging in democracy.
We are on an upward, spiraling upward, which is a great thing. 2008 with Obama's election was our high part, over 5 million, just a hair over 5 million. And then it's gone, leveled out at 4.8 or so, same in 16. And then all of a sudden in 18, the primary, just the regular August primary, we saw this huge spurt in voting. Places ran out of ballots, which is very unusual. Then in November, here we had 4.3 million people showed up in a gubernatorial election when typically 3.2. So a million more showed up. And I think this is going to track through to today, and it will definitely track into November.
We just have a few seconds left. What does Michigan have to do to get ready for November?
We have to figure out how to handle those absentee ballots, and we have to figure out in college towns, university towns, exactly how to handle Election Day registration on a massive. I was at the city clerk's office today, lines with 130.
In Ann Arbor?
Yes.
Yeah.
130 students in line.
Wow.
All very well behaved, having a very good time. Speaking to patients, they show great patience. But it was a joyful thing to see people who normally could not have voted had they waited this long.
Chris Thomas, former elections director for the state of Michigan, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.